Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
The Gal Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latwan Le Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Simon visited June at the clinic seeking advice about someone with swelling in the legs, and June advised him to take the person to see a doctor. He later interrupted a meeting between James and Cecil, asking about the lists to be submitted for local government elections, and then left. Lucille turned up and was hurling insults at James when Simon returned. James and Cecil left, and Simon taunted Lucille. She immediately left. Right now, Simon has Coretta tied up.
Quiet! Or I will silence you again.
Simon, you are a madman. I'm going straight to the police for you.
Coretta, my dear. How are you getting there when you're still tied up?
Only a madman would tie somebody up like this for days. I'll have me foot swelling.
Let me tell you how this is going
to happen. Somebody help me!
I said be quiet. You'll face the consequences.
Please, Simon, please. This is crazy. Let me go.
Are you going to listen to me?
Yes, but untie me first.
You still owe me $50,000. So you will have to agree to help me.
Look, let me just forget this happened. You go your way and I go me way.
No, that is not how this is going to work.
Please.
I said, listen.
Okay.
I have a contract here.
What?
And I just need you to sign it.
Look, me signing nothing.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. Please. Don't put a thing back for my mouth.
You're going to do what I tell you?
Yes, yes.
So here are the rules. Sign this now.
Can I read it first?
No. I need your signature.
I can't sign something I ain't even read.
You will have to trust me.
How I gonna trust you when you tie me up in me house and got me here for days? Something wrong with you?
So you're not going to sign?
No!
Okay.
Simon, what are you doing? Simon! 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 No!
Select Guyanese personalities.
Catalina, I want to talk to you.
What is it, Auntie Myrtle?
I don't like what has been going on between us of late.
And whose fault is that? You insist on being friends with a man who terrorized me.
I understand your point. But Simon acknowledged that he made mistakes. I have just chosen to forgive him.
So you choose him over me?
It's not about choosing sides. You and Simon are both important to me.
But Auntie Myrtle, that man is a horrible person. How you can't see that is beyond me.
Look, I want us to forget about Simon and fix our relationship. You know I was disappointed with what occurred with James.
I am not discussing that again.
As long as you acknowledge that you erred.
The same way you will acknowledge that you're having a friendship with Simon is wrong.
I guess we will agree to disagree.
I guess we will.
Well, if there will be hostility towards me because of Simon, I think I may just go back to Essequibo. Alexis and Denzel are big now, so they don't need me here anymore.
Do as you please.
So you will just let me go, Catalina?
Auntie Myrtle, right now, I'm not taking on any stress. Do as you wish.
Well, thank you for telling me how you feel. After everything I've done for you and those children, this is a thanks I get.
Okay. Auntie Myrtle, I'm not chasing you.
You are not asking me to stay either.
I told you to do whatever you want.
Very well. I will.
Thank you for signing, Coretta.
It's where you make a sign, Simon.
First of all, you will not tell anyone about what happened here.
So I can't go to the police?
No!
Look, Simon, you can't get away with tying me up and having me locked up in my own house for days.
I can and I will. You signed.
You know how crazy you sound?
I didn't want it to come to this, but you made it impossible.
You couldn't wait for the money I owe you? You had to tie me up?
It has nothing to do with the money. $50,000 is nothing to me.
So why you don't just let it go?
It's all about the respect, Coretta.
You don't deserve nobody respect. You're a criminal, Simon. I wonder what you're really doing in America. And why you come back here? This is not funny. If I call me son to deal with you, you ain't gonna like
it. You have a son?
Yes, I have a son. His name is Philip. And he would deal with you.
Your son or nobody else is going to hear about this. Says that in the contract. It also says that you will continue to help me in my effort to become elected as a counselor.
You don't deserve to be elected. You could imagine if somebody like you on the village council? No way!
You know, it's funny that you're still tied up, but still, you continue to speak so boldly. Anything can happen to you, Coretta. Nobody will hear about it.
You're threatening me?
I don't threaten people. I act.
Simon.
Now, you be quiet and listen to me.
But we'll be having that discussion. Yeah, we'll be opening up definitely. The phone lines as well. But you know how we
You're leaving, Auntie Myrtle.
Didn't you tell me I could do as I please, Catalina? Well, I'm leaving.
You're going back to Essequibo now?
No, I'm going to stay by a friend.
Auntie Myrtle, come on. This is not necessary.
You've made it clear that you don't want me here.
I will never do that to you.
You say one thing, but your actions say something different.
Imagine you would let a man like Simon come between us, Auntie Myrtle.
I am not letting anyone come between us. You are choosing not to understand my position.
Simon emotionally abused me. And if I had stayed with him much longer, I know it would have turned physical.
He behaved that way because he's an older man than you.
And you're making excuses for an abuser.
I am not making excuses. I'm trying to explain why you thought he was abusive instead of stern.
Auntie Myrtle, this is nonsense and you know it.
Hey, is what going on?
Look, it's okay then. Just go to your room.
I could hear y'all till by the gate.
Look, I'm so sorry that you had to hear that, Denzel. I'm leaving.
What do you mean you're leaving, Auntie Myrtle?
Your mother and I are not agreeing on things, and it's best if I leave for a while.
I'm not accepting that. Mommy, how could you just stand there and let Auntie Myrtle leave?
I'm trying to get her to stay.
Well, obviously you're not trying hard enough. Auntie Myrtle, please don't go.
Denzel, it's best for now.
No, I am not accepting this. Where are you going?
I'm just going to stay with a friend for a while.
Which friend?
Probably Simon.
What?
Catalina, you are wrong.
Mr. Simon? What really going on here?
Look, you need to get yourself in order, Catalina.
Can somebody please explain to me what is really going on here?
Denzel, I will call you in Lexis later.
Auntie Myrtle, please don't go.
I'm sorry.
Auntie Myrtle!
Father, give me faith.
Mommy, what really going on?
Denzel, you don't worry yourself. We will work it out.
So Auntie Myrtle gone by Mr. Simon?
I don't know where she
gone. You don't even seem to care. Look, I'm going to follow Auntie Myrtle and bring her back.
Denzel, just leave her.
Really, Mommy?
Stay out of it. All I need you to do is focus on your studies.
But Mommy, I...
You hear me?
Yes, Mom.
Good.
Okay, Simon, okay. I'm going to keep quiet and I'm going to do what you tell me to do.
And trust me, Coretta, if you break our agreement, there will be consequences.
I don't care what you do, but one thing I know for sure, you are not fit to contest in any election.
You're finished?
You're a cold, cruel, and abusive man. And I feel sorry for any woman who end up with you.
I couldn't care less about what you have to say. Just do as I tell you to do. You hear me?
Yes.
Now good. Now repeat what the agreement says.
I tell nobody about what happened.
And what else?
I stay away from Ignatius.
And?
And I help you disgrace James, Ignatius, and Sonny Singh.
Good. I think we're clear.
And if I don't do this, Simon?
We'll find out. Be quiet while I take this. Coretta, I will tie you up again, and this time, just leave you there to starve to death.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Simon.
Hi. What's going on?
I need your help.
Okay, my dear. Anything for you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Did you know that you are entitled to quality health care, regardless of your age, race, nationality, religion, gender identity, sexual orientation, or lifestyle? As a patient, you are to be served with courtesy, dignity, and compassion, and receive information about your health and treatment. Unless required, your medical record should remain confidential. Artisan Direct Support and Rainbow House have provided psychosocial support in Region 4 for the past 25 years and remain committed to having you actively participate in decisions regarding your health. You also have a responsibility to be truthful about your health status, remain respectful to those who are working hard to help you, and comply with your treatment. For more about your patient's rights and responsibilities, contact Artisan Direct Support on 225-5112 or visit them at 156 Alexander Street, Kitty, or Rainbow House on 225-3119 or the David Rose Center, West Front Road. Your health is yours. Handle with care. Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.